You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Farming Your Own Land. I was watching College Game Day on ESPN, and one of the commentators was Coach Nick Saban, the former head football coach of the Alabama football team. Coach Saban was describing the concept in football of farm your own land with respect to football players properly executing their own assignments in a predefined area on a football field during a football game. Nick Saban's quote, farm your own land, is a powerful metaphor that can be effectively applied within a self-help framework, especially when discussing personal responsibility and focus in your own life. How can you apply the farm your own land concept as a self-help framework in your own life? Consider these six things. Number one, define the boundaries of your own land. Just as a farmer must know the boundaries and condition of their land, you should have a clear understanding of what matters most to you and where you want to put your efforts. In self-help terms, this means identifying your personal goals, values, and priorities. Number two, cultivate your skills. Farming requires not only knowledge, but also specific skills such as planting, harvesting, and managing soil health. Similarly, personal growth involves developing and cultivating skills that align with your personal goals. You develop time management skills and risk management skills for better productivity, communication skills for better relationships, and technical skills for professional achievement. Number three, focus on your tasks. Just as a farmer focuses on their crops and does not worry about the next farm over, concentrating on your own task means not comparing your journey to others. It encourages you to concentrate on your progress and responsibilities rather than being distracted by what others are doing. Number four, tend to your needs. Regular maintenance is vital in farming, whether it's watering, fertilizing, or weeding. In your personal life, this translates to self-care and ensuring you're mentally, physically, and emotionally equipped to pursue your goals. Neglecting self-care can be akin to letting weeds overrun a field. Number five, harvest the results. After a season of hard work, farmers reap the fruits of their labor. In self-help, this means recognizing and celebrating your achievements. It's important to acknowledge progress and success as it comes, which can motivate you to continue working hard. Adjust your strategies as needed. Farming requires adaptations to such things as weather changes, crops failing, and in integrating new farming techniques. In personal development, you must be open to changing your methods if something isn't working. Learning from adversity and setbacks and being flexible enough to try new approaches is crucial to your success. By applying Coach Saban's advice to farm your own land in these ways, you can effectively manage your own personal growth and ensure that your efforts are well-directed and fruitful and create a positive impact in your own life. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, farming my own land.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.